Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Little Luther. Little Luther. We were like Big Luther, not Little Luther. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Sal Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Cohen. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is the professor.
The dumbest confession ever.
Mike Preston. What's up, Prest?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, bro. Just wait until Sunday to see these two bad first place teams kick off and see who sucks less. Now the Ravens watched Buffalo run the football over 50 times successfully against the Steelers last week. Will they copy that blueprint?
No, throw it.
They better because they cannot stop the run. What are they giving up, like 117.7 yards a game, and I think they're ranked like 17th. So just run the football. And if they stop you or if they shut it down a couple plays, keep running it down their face, all right? Your quarterback isn't playing very well right now. Well, we've already established that fact, all right? Well, just run the football. You got three good running backs. Well, use them and just pound them. And I would pound them into submission, which is exactly what Buffalo did to them a week ago.
Yeah, they sure did. And I would do exactly the same thing. I'll believe it when I see it with this coaching staff, though. What do you think about Lamar, the fact he didn't practice again? I think it's the fourth week in a row he has not practiced. He's missed a day at least. Any indications what his injuries are? Because they said that apparently several nagging injuries.
I've heard everything from ankle to knee. And to be honest, yeah, I don't care at this point. Because everybody has an injury. If you're out there on the field, you're going to get an injury. And you played college football. You know when it gets late in the season, things hurt. You just play. And that's just the way it is. You think Aaron Rodgers is going around with that messed up left hand? There's some stuff going on with him. Everybody has an injury, but you just play through it. He's got to play through it. And if I was Lamar, I would go back and look at the old film and see what I was doing right when I was successful. I mean, I know he ran the ball a little bit more, but the throwing motion, that is key. What was I doing? Was I following through? Was I bringing my arm all the way down? He needs to go back and look at those things, and I think that's how you make it. And Tom Brady once said it the best. He goes, every throwing motion that I use is basically the same. I have to do it right all the time. And I'm like, yes, that's the way you play quarterback. So that's my suggestion for Lamar.
Hey, Mike, how surprised were you at the Mark Andrews extension? And I think we all would agree to this. Does this spell the end of Isaiah Likely in Baltimore?
Probably. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I would have offered him another contract.
Who, Isaiah Likely or Mark?
Mark Andrews. He's 30 years old. He's had a good year, but nothing great. But you can say that about most of the receivers on this team. I think Isaiah Likely is the tight end of the future. I think Charlie Kohler is the blocking tight end. But the Ravens, and I understand, because you want this guy around. He set the record. He's great in the community. That's the kind of guy you want. And he practices extremely hard. But me, when you hit that 30 mark, you probably want to go young. And as I said before, football is a young man's game. That's just the way it is.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, 13 yards to catch for Zay Flowers isn't awful, but Zay Flowers has the potential to really stretch a defense. Even though he's going into this game with 60 catches over 750 yards, I still think at one touchdown and those yards per catch, he is not being used correctly.
I agree with you. There's so many things you can do with him. You know, jet sweeps, quick screens. He gets a lot of yards after the catch, and he's very good at that. I mean, he's exceptional at that. Use him more often. Yep. And you said it best, Rob, a couple weeks ago. We said, if he was playing for Andy Reid, he would have more touches. That was right on.
He'd hit that right on the head. He'd be putting up all pro numbers.
Yep. I agree with you. I was like, yeah, he hit a home run there. Yep, he would. So I agree with you. Go ahead.
I know, I appreciate if you brought it up. I'm the one that said that. Rob stole it from me. I don't get any credit around here, Mike. At least you got to give me something. Actually, Rob probably said that weeks ago before I even said it.
Hey, Jeremy, yeah. He did.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I almost can't believe I'm saying this, but at 4-8, the Bengals still have a shot at the division. And we just had Lee Sterling on this morning. He picked them to win this weekend against Buffalo. How do you feel about the Bengals and their chances here?
Their defense is still their defense. Yeah. I'm not buying it. You know, I saw Joe Flacco put up 38 points and put up 42 points, and he lost 43-42 and 39-38.
Yeah.
All right. They just don't get any better. And I know they're all spurred on. And, hey, we got momentum. We got Joe Burrow back. But he don't play defense. In a corner, he's not safety. You know, I'm not buying that. I think they're very good at what they do offensively, but I'm still not sold on their defense, and I still think you can. And one of the ways the Ravens didn't do it is controlling their offense. Pound the football. Because if Joe Burrow is sitting on the bench, he's not beating you down the field. That's what they need to remember, and I think that's what they need to do to the Steelers, even with Aaron Rodgers, is to keep his old butt on the bench.
Mike, give us a prediction, and what do you see happening this weekend? You know, again, like Ed asking the question, can Cincinnati get back into it? The answer is yes, but the real answer is no. That defense is just so freaking bad, and the mm-hmm. Ravens couldn't take advantage of it. But this has been one of the weirdest leagues that I've seen, I think, ever.
4-8 and 6-6 isn't far apart.
It's not. Mike, what do you think happens against the Steelers?
Again, it all comes down to the Ravens and not turning the ball over. It happened in the Cincinnati. They had 5 turnovers in that game. You're not beating any team in this league with 5 turnovers. Very seldom does that happen. Control the football. The best way to control it is to run it. That's what you do best. And the Ravens win 24-17, but I'm not even sure that the Steelers can score 17 points.
We all had 27-17, so we're right around the same way. Mike, we will see you in studio on Monday, right?
Yep, I will be there.
You're the man. Right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.